Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Girl, first I have to say, when I think about you, when I think about the way you perform, so much energy, so much talent. And girl, and I, so young too. I mean, do people tell you that you must have an old soul to be able to play the way you do?
Yeah, I mean, when I first picked up the guitar when I was six, it just felt right to me, you know. I just wanted to continue to learn more. I have a real passion for it, and I just love it. And I listen to a lot of, I'm kind of a blues-based player, so I listen to a lot of, like, B.B. King and Freddie King and Stevie Ray, Eric Clapton, Santana, and, you know, I just love their playing. They play from the heart, you know, and also, you know, Steve Vai too, and it's just, yeah, I just love listening to just real, like, guitar-based music, and I also love, you know, good pop songs too, so, you know, with my new record, trying to combine the two, so I just love playing.
No, don't ever stop playing, girl. Never, ever, ever. How old are you right now as we speak? How old are you?
I'm 24. I'm turning 25 tomorrow.
Girl, did you ever think that you'd be traveling around the world and doing the things you've been doing? I mean, from what I understand, too, I mean, you've been literally been traveling around since, you know, 13, 14 years old.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's a dream come true, and I feel really grateful to be doing what I'm doing.
Who gave you your first break, do you think? Who would you say really opened the door for you?
Well, I picked up electric guitar when I was 11 after seeing Santana perform. And, you know, I was playing classical guitar at the time, and I saw him. I went to a show in Adelaide, and I turned to my dad, and I said, I don't want to play classical anymore, and I'll play electric guitar. And just watching him play the way that he played, and he just put everything into it, I wanted to, you know, play electric guitar, and I begged my dad for one, just like Carlos's, and I got a secondhand Pori Smith and was practicing as much as I could. And when I was 15, I opened for Steve Vai in Adelaide, Australia, and that was just awesome getting to open for him. And he kept in contact with me, and then I met Santana when I was 18. So I think, you know, Steve Vai and Santana have been just, you know, really supportive and just great guys, you know, and having their support means so much.
Girl, we all, of course, know you for, you know, you were going to be the guitarist for Michael Jackson for his concert series in London at the O2 Arena. But before that, though, you performed with a lot of other artists, too. Name a few of them, please.
I have gotten to jam with Prince, which was awesome. Carrie Underwood. At the Grammy Awards, which was awesome. You know, Santana and Pori Smith, the guitar maker, and also, yeah, Steve Vai. It's been crazy. And then I just recently jammed with One Republic, and I'm just trying to think of all the people I've jammed with. But and then did a song on Adam Lambert's record, and it's been cool. I love just being the guitar player sometimes, you know, and not singing and just collaborating with different artists. And then I love fronting my band as well and doing that and singing.
Well, Adam Lampert's going to be coming down to the 680 News Studios, I do believe, either next week, the week after. So I will make sure I throw a hello to him for you.
Oh, that'd be great, definitely.
But, you know, everybody, of course, always wants to ask, and, you know, I have to ask, too, your relationship with Michael Jackson. How did you to meet? How did he audition you? Because I listened to your interview that you did with Ryan Seacrest just before Christmas, and I thought it was incredible. If you could talk about that story, please.
Yeah, I actually was contacted through MySpace. The musical director, Mike Bearden, reached out to me through there and wanted me to learn Beat It, Dirty Diana, and want to be starting something. So I learned those songs, and then he called me up and said that Michael had just watched my YouTube videos and loved my playing and wanted me to come in and play for him. So I went in, I played for Mike Bearden first, and then Michael came in and I played for him, and I've never been that nervous in my life playing the Beat It solo. That was just really daunting and crazy, and he was looking right at me, and I was praying to God I'd get it right, and thank God I did, and he hired us all, and just had the most amazing time working with him and everybody in the band, and the dancers, and Kenny, and just it was just an awesome experience, and life-changing. You know, I learned so much.
Do you remember where you were when you heard about his passing?
I was actually getting ready for rehearsals. I was in my apartment, and I was on Twitter and Skype with my parents. And on Twitter, it came up with MJ News that he'd been taken to the hospital. And I thought it was just like an anxiety attack or something. I didn't, you know, he seemed completely fine when we were rehearsing the night before and full of energy and ready to do it. So I thought the press had just made something up or, you know, exaggerated or someone. And then it said that he'd passed, and I just, you know, my heart just sang out. I just started crying, and my manager called up and said that, yeah, it had been confirmed, and in just disbelief, you know, that it happened. When someone's, like, completely fine and just so happy and full of energy, you know, the night before, you think, how can that happen, you know? It was really sudden, and going into the Staples Center and walking through the corridor and then seeing everything being torn down, and, you know, it really, you know, sunk in, like, it actually had happened. And we just sat around and with a candle and music playing, just thinking, like, wow, this is crazy. So, yeah, I just wish he was still around today. He was just such a great person.
I agree. I just want to ask one more question about Michael, and then I want to talk more about your new album, The Funeral. What was that like to be there?
It's just really, really sad, the whole atmosphere. I mean, everyone, a lot of love in that room for him. You know, he, just seeing his kids, you know, in the front row, just my heart goes out to them, because it was hard for everyone that was part of the tour, but I can't imagine how hard it would be for, you know, his own children, his family. But, yeah, it was just a really, really sort of heavy, you know, atmosphere, and just getting up there and having to perform and look around and think, wow, like, we're actually doing this, you know.
Well, it's been a tough time for all of us, but, you know, you're helping bring in a brand new year, a brand new decade. Believe, a brand new album by you. Tell me a little bit about it, and, you know, the fact that we know you're such a great guitarist, I know there's a lot of that going on. I saw the video. You look fantastic in it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I had a lot of fun making the video, and it's really focusing on, you know, the guitar, and I really want to inspire more kids to pick it up, and, you know, especially girls to keep at it. And I named the record Believe because I think it's so important to believe in yourself and in what you're doing, you know, and just follow your dreams and just never give up. And it's so easy to, you know, but you just got to just go with it. Go with whatever you, you know, want to do in life, and just put your all into it. And I'm really proud of this record. It's really guitar-based, 80s now sort of feel to it, rock pop songs. And I'm a big fan of, you know, commercial tracks, and I wanted to combine, you know, my sort of guitar head music with, you know, a pop song, and so going in and recording with Howard Benson was an awesome, I had an awesome time, and really learned a lot, and we had a conversation before we started that he wanted to make a record that, you know, we really focused in on the songs and made sure they could be, you know, really strong, and then putting in the guitar playing. And so if you're not a guitar player, you're not sort of turned off by, you know, too much guitar playing, but there's definitely a lot in there.
No, I just wasn't sure, though. A lot of vocals in the album?
I'm sorry?
A lot of vocals in the album, too?
Every track I'm singing on, bar one track, which I did with Steve Vai, which is called Harley Strong, and that's instrumental.
I was wondering if you were going to at least do one track that would just be, you know, you and your best friend, the guitar.
Yeah, we actually shot a music video for that, and it premiered on AOL about 3 days ago.
Fantastic. And the album, I just want to double check, when is the album, is the album out already? No, it's not out already.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's been out since last year, October 26th.
Any chance you're going to be coming to Canada, Toronto for a tour?
I would love to.
Well, let's cross fingers on that, girl. But to do that, we got to, of course, go on your website, Twitter. We got to just blow it up like crazy to make sure they know that you are wanted here. Where do we go for website and Twitter?
There's Twitter / Orianthe, and then MySpace, Orianthe, same with Facebook. So just my name. Basically, Twitter, yeah, and then MySpace.com.
Orianthe, I know you got a lot more interviews to do. I want to say, girl, thank you so much for your time on this. And, girl, like I said, you are an extremely rare talent. You are fantastic. Thank you so much for the interview.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.